Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, I'm Rob Weaver with Jeff Bond tonight. The opening game of the year for Fort Recovery. Always exciting to have that opportunity. And the Indians, I think they have a game tomorrow night too, don't they?
Yes, they do. They go to Greenville tomorrow night where Coach Bayshore used to be the head coach. So kind of an emotional weekend for him. First game here and goes right back home.
That'll be interesting. In the JV game, we had a loss tonight as Fort Recovery fell behind early, trailing 19-7 at the first quarter, and lost the game 54-44. Leading the Indians was Ryan Post, who had a nice game, 19 points for the freshman. And let's point out that two of the freshmen are on the varsity, Derek Judy and Clay Smith, and will not play in JV.
And one's actually starting tonight, the varsity game. Derek Judy will be starting at the point guard spot. So
Gavin Toby had 7, also Riley Dilworth with 5, 3 apiece for Toby Wendell, Brian Benn, and Ian Holman, and 2 points apiece for Russell Gale and Owen Shane. So those were the junior varsity scoring tonight. Again, Indians losing to St. Mary's 54-44. Jeff, over to you in the starting lineups.
Yeah, for the visiting St. Mary's Rough Riders, number 0, Brendan Dunlap, 6'4 junior. Number 3, Austin Wilker, 6'2 senior. Number 4, Ethan Melke, a 6-foot senior. Number 5, Drew Jacobs, a 5'10 senior. And number 10, Colin Clements, a 6'4 senior. So 4 seniors and a junior for them. For our Indians, number 0, Grant Kanapke, a 6'1 sophomore. Number 3, Derek Judy, a 6-foot freshman. And number 4, Trevor Vaughn, a 6'6 senior. Number 5, Ryan Braun, a 6'3 senior. And Cade Wendell, a 5'10 senior as well. So we go with 3 seniors, a freshman, and a sophomore. And a lot of people probably wondering, well, where's Peyton Judy? He actually is playing, but he just started practicing yesterday because he hurt his hip in a scrimmage. So Peyton will be playing, but he's going to be coming off the bench.
I don't think I've ever seen 2 lineups where both teams have had a 0.
I agree. I was looking at 2, and I'm like, Indians got new uniforms, and everybody, the point guards, got the highest number for the Indians.
They did indeed. So
that's the new thing, I think.
Cade Wendell has got fairly long hair.
Yeah.
If you know Cade, he's got it back in a bun tonight to make sure it doesn't get in his eyes.
Yeah, Cade, he's had a pretty good preseason, actually, playing really hard. And, you know, he's the one that's going to set the tone for us on defense here, I think, for the Indians.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians in tonight's boys basketball opener from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Chrissy Hart, and Lori Tin, Fort Recovery graduates, are a part of the staff. And Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. The tap does go to the Indians. Cade Wendell with the basketball to start things out here.
Indians running a set, isolating Bronny.
Here's a shot up by Ryan Braun. It's good from about 10 out, and it's 2-0. Indians on top. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, reminding you that the men's night out is coming up on Wednesday, December 20th at Cal Pharmacy from 5 to 8 o'clock in the evening.
Indians look like they're in a 2-3 matchup zone right here.
On the left side there is Drew Jacobs. He'll drive and fire and miss. Rebound comes down to Ryan Braun. He shuffles it over to Cade Wendell. Wendell comes racing down, stops. Over to Trevor Vaughn. It's up and no good. Off to the right side, and the ball rolls out of bounds. It'll be given to St. Mary's.
So first possession, Indians set a little set, run a little special and get Ryan Braun ISO'd, and he finishes it. So good start for the Indians there on offense.
7 minutes to go here. We're underway. Lindsey Green is our studio producer tonight. I'm Rob Weaver with Jeff Bond. The opening game of the year.
There we go.
Stolen away by Fort Recovery. Derek Judy with the steal. Again, he's only a freshman. And he has the ball now on the right side. He'll dribble into the lane, pass out to Cade Wendell. In the corner, there's a shot up. No good by Grant Konapke.
Battled for.
Fort Recovery comes down with it. Here's Ryan Braun on the left. Back outside to Trevor Vaughn. Back on the left side to Ryan Braun. Ryan drives, pops a 10-footer from the baseline. Got it!
Nice stop by start for Ryan Braun. He's got four for the Indians. And in senior,
Ryan Braun, four, and St. Mary's nothing. Uh-oh, wide open underneath, and they missed the shot. Derek Judy is going to be called for the foul, but St. Mary's will go to the line here with two shots.
Yeah, Derek on the backside of their little half-court trap kind of got caught ball watching and got behind him.
Ethan Milkey will go to the free throw line for the St. Mary's Rough Riders. St. Mary's had a nice run in the playoffs.
Yeah, they made it to the playoffs first time in several years, and I think they lost in the second round, I believe.
I believe they did. I think
they won big, I think, their first game.
It was a Sydney team, not from Sydney, Ohio.
No. And so, yeah, and I forget who they lost. Oh, they lost to Trotwood, I believe, maybe, who was the... They lost in the second round. Okay.
Free throw's good. They got one of two for Ethan Milkey. Makes it 4-1. Indians are on top by three. Here's Cade Wendell over on the left side. It goes to Grant Konapke. Konapke dribbles right, goes back left, dumps it down to Ryan Braun. Back outside to Trevor Vaughn, and it's knocked away. Trevor got it back. Over to Derek Judy. Derek goes left.
Get your head up.
Oh. And the ball's tipped away and picked up by Ryan Braun. Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. For handicapped medical equipment, see Cal Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. Ryan Braun back outside to Trevor Vaughn on the left. Grant Konapke with the basketball. He'll pass back to Ryan Braun. Indians leading 4-1. Cade Wendell on the right wing.
There's a body foul. Indians run a lot of sets, but I mean, most of them are out of the same formation. A lot of ball screens for your bigs. So here we see Petey Judy coming in the lineup. He's going to replace Derek Judy. So we're pretty long right now out there, Rob.
Yep, absolutely. Colin Clements was the guy the foul was called on there.
That'll be team foul number one.
And here's the ball knocked out of bounds by St. Mary's, Braden Dunlap, as Ryan Braun tried to feed it off.
Yeah, just knocked out of bounds, brought into Trevor.
Trevor Vaughn, the right side to Cade Wendell. Wendell on the wing, dribbles into the lane, back to Trevor Vaughn. The ball's slapped away and a block there by St. Mary's.
Nice find by Cade, and Trevor just got to go up a little quicker with that.
Rough Riders with the ball. They trail 4-1 here at the Forkside Fieldhouse. A slow start for both teams. First game of the year. Shots fired up. Three-pointer good by Colin Clements.
So that's going to make it a four-point ball game.
And Cade just traveling on Cade Wendell. So St. Mary's will get it back tied to 4-4 on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Cal Pharmacy with several locations, including Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and Union City and Bern in Indiana. Cal Pharmacy, your Health Mart Pharmacy. Here's a shot from the left side, no good by the Rough Riders.
Nice rebound.
Petey Judy. Missing that one was the Clements kid.
Ah.
And the ball is picked up by St. Mary's.
Not a great decision right there, but Indians turn it over there. There's a steal by Peyton Judas.
He comes down, lays it up, and missed it. But Ryan Braun is there to rebound and score.
I don't think Coach is real happy about Peyton's decision there, but good thing Ryan Braun was there, and he's got all six for the Indians.
Yeah, I don't think that was an intended pass.
No, I don't think so either. St. Mary's running a little flex, it looks like.
6-4, Indians lead by two. Outside three-point shots, no good. Rebound comes down to Grant Konapke.
Nice job by the Indians there, boxing out on the defensive end.
Braden Dunlap missing the shot from the top of the key. On the left side, it goes to Cade Wendell. Back outside to Grant Konapke. Over to Ryan Braun. Braun on the right, looks down low. Can't find anybody. Goes to Petey on the left side. He'll fire and score a three-pointer. And a foul's called underneath.
on Cade Wendell. Buck is going to be good, but the foul on Cade, that's going to be his first, team's second. Blaine Toby's going to come in the lineup and replace Trevor Vaughn. Blaine is a 6'1 junior.
So Peyton Judy connects for a three-point shot to make it 9-4. Again, as you say, Cade Wendell picked up the foul. Here comes St. Mary's down the court across the timeline over on the right wing. Back out top it goes to Clements. Now over to Max Milkey. Milkey dribbling to the right. Feeds back out top. There's Drew Jacobs. Jacobs backs up, guarded by Cade Wendell. Ball whips on the left side now. Buck over on the wing. Out top again. Back on the right. St. Mary's trailing here, 9-4, and with the basketball.
Good defensive stance here by the Indians. St. Mary's about turns it over.
Saved there by St. Mary's, Drew Jacobs. He'll drive inside and miss it, and then Cade Wendell's going to be called for a foul, and that's number two.
That's number two, so that's big for the Indians already. A little short in the bench right now, and going to probably bring Derek Judy back up off the bench, or they might go with another big since Grant and Petey can't play the point.
Going to learn a lot about this team after tonight. Free throws up and good.
So Derek Judy's going to come in and replace Cade Wendell. The senior has two fouls with 2:55 to go here in the first quarter.
Drew Jacobs, a 5'10 senior for St. Mary's at the free throw line. He hit the first one. He'll have one more. Actually, he must have missed the first one.
I thought he hit it.
I did too, but he got the second one definitely.
No, that's right, isn't it? They had four, I thought.
Maybe right. 9-6. So two free throws for Jacobs. Indians have the ball. On the left side it goes to Grant Kanapke. Passing back out to Ryan Braun. Inside.
And Blaine, nice job.
Ryan Braun gets the assist, and Blaine Toby lays it in.
Nice job by Blaine, stepping inside the defender, and got a and one here. Great pass by Ryan Braun.
Blaine's a junior on this team. 11-6 now. Indians on top by 5 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, your health part pharmacy. Free throws up and no good by Blaine. Rebound comes down to St. Mary's. Braden Dunlap with the rebound. Fort Recovery in a trapping defense here, half court. St. Mary's able to handle it okay so far. Right side it goes to Max Milkey. Back around the horn, out to Jacobs. We're down to 2:20 to go here in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. St. Mary's wants to check out the defense before recovery's using here.
Yeah, they got a matchup 2-3 zone, and St. Mary's not sure what we actually are in. There's a turnover.
Grant Kanapke on the steal. Nice quickness for the freshman. Here's Peyton Judy on the right side. They're trying to feed off to Ryan Braun. It's intercepted by St. Mary's. Down and up and good. On the steal was Braden Dunlap, and he took it all the way to the hole and laid it in.
Right there, Peyton Judy tried to make a cross-court pass, and it just doesn't work out here at the varsity level.
Inside to Ryan Braun. He'll fire and hit. Ryan Braun with the basket on the layup.
Bronny's got 6 on the night. Nice start for him.
13-8 now. Actually, I think he has 8.
Maybe. Does he have 8? Yes, he does.
There's a foul called
on Ryan Braun.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan's had a great first quarter with 8 points.
Trevor Vaughn's going to come back in the lineup, and he's going to replace Ryan Braun, actually. So.
Well, Ryan's looked really sharp here.
Yeah, he has.
Quarter.
I'm glad to see that.
St. Mary's with the ball back in play. Back out front it goes to Austin Wilker. Around the horn. They've used quite a few guys.
Yeah, they have. They've got a lot of seniors on this team.
Right side back out top. With the ball is Braden Dunlap. He's a junior. Right side it goes. 3-point shot. It is no good by Max Milkey. Rebound for recovery. Here comes Grant Kanapke to Peyton Judy. The ball stripped away and stolen by Jacobs, by Drew Jacobs of St. Mary's.
We need to just slow down there, and we tried to force a little bit. Less than a minute here.
13-8 score. Indians on top by 5 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Down to 39 seconds to go in the quarter. Decent crowd on hand here tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse for the opening game of the year for the Indians. Inside for St. Mary's at the free throw line. Back outside. Welcome to all you folks listening either on FortRecoveryRadio.com or on the radio station at WPGW, AM and FM in Portland. Jacobs with the ball. He'll drive in as the opening and missed the shot. Rebound, Trevor Vaughn. Vaughn whips it out here.
The Indians go for one. You got 8 seconds.
Derek Jeudy, the Peyton Jeudy.
Got 4.
Petey on the outside. He'll pop the 3. No good. Short. First quarter comes to an end. It's 13-8. Indians on top. Yes?
No, nothing. Sorry, Rob.
No problem.
Not a bad quarter for the Indians. Like I said, I got them for 3 turnovers unofficially there in the first quarter.
No, that's excellent, really.
And those came late, actually, in the quarter. So,
thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be right back. Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this Huddle Day season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119, reminds you that this is a great time for planting. Nature's Green has all trees on sale right now. You know, the gift of a tree is a gift that will grow for a lifetime. So consider giving a tree here at Christmas. Nature's Green Nursery also has gift certificates for Christmas gift giving. And a reminder that now's a good time to schedule your landscaping work for the coming spring. Nature's Green Nursery, east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119. Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse.
Indians looking in a 2-3 matchup. They got Jeudy, Grant Konecki, Trevor Vaughn, and Ryan Braun on the floor.
On the left side, back outside. St. Mary's with the ball as we start the second quarter. A little alley-oop. It's good.
Backside definitely fell asleep there, and easy alley-oop play.
Austin Wilker connects on the shot, making it 13-10. St. Mary's back to within 3 points. Back outside, Grant Konecki to Ryan Braun. Braun looks down low, passes cross-court over to Peyton Jeudy, fires a 3, missed it, no good, short.
Nice.
Rebound,
sticks
around.
And that's
going to
be a foul on Ryan.
Yeah.
Good. Kind of a cheap one. That's going to be a second, unfortunately. You know, right there, Derek Jeudy made a pretty nice hustle play, and Bronny just got the cheap foul. So, unfortunately, it's going to take him to the bench. So, 2 seniors on the bench right now.
Yeah, he was just going for the ball and just had a collision. And, unfortunately, he got tagged with the foul. So, he goes to the bench. Toby comes back in.
Right now, the Indians have a lot of inexperience out here right now. Only one kid that's really played any varsity action that meant anything.
Three-pointer by Jacobs is way off the mark. Rebound St. Mary's. How'd they get that?
I don't know. Went through about 3 guys, and Peyton Jeudy just got blown by, and a foul on Blaine Toby. And the bucket's good.
Drew Jacobs drives to the hole. He likes to do that. No, I take that back. That was not Jacobs. That was Austin Wilker.
He blew right by him. And
second quarter is brought to you by the fine folks. Here on PG14, Jay Country 101 by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. The free throw's up and good to complete the 3-point play. And we got a tie game.
Yeah, we do. The Indians need a bucket here.
Fort Recovery with the ball. Derek Jeudy on the right side to Grant Konecki. Back out top to Trevor Vaughn. Vaughn has the ball tipped away and knocked out of bounds. And leaving is Derek Jeudy, and coming in for Fort Recovery is Clayton Pearson for the first time tonight.
And they're going to bring Ryan Braun back into the game with 2 fouls. So Clayton Pearson came in for... Who did you come in for?
Jeudy. Derek Jeudy.
Oh, okay.
Right side, Clayton Pearson with the ball. First time he's been in the game tonight. He'll pass over here to Trevor Vaughn. Trevor looks for a teammate. Goes left to Petey. Peyton Judy dribbles to the center. Goes all the way down. Pops it up. And short, no good. Rebound comes to St. Mary's.
So right now, Peyton can't get on track. He hit his first three, and since then he hadn't been able to buy a bucket.
Braden Dunlap got the rebound there. Here's Jacobs with it. Back to Dunlap over on the left wing. Underneath to Jacobs, and he scores.
They're nice just play. Killing him on the back cut right now.
Ethan Milkey gets the basket. He passed off and then cut to the hole, and they found him wide open. Here's Peyton Judy driving, firing, missing. Rebound comes to St. Mary's. It's 15-13. Rough Riders in the lead by two after the Indians started very fast tonight but have not been able to get a basket here recently. And there is a ball knocked out of bounds by Peyton Judy. Indians on the road tomorrow.
They'll be going to Greenville. Right now, the Indians need to get a stop.
There's an inbounds pass. Coach down at Greenville's, Coach Joseph. Have they played yet this year?
I don't believe so. This is opening weekend for everybody. Okay. So
out top with it. St. Mary's over on the left. There's Wilker firing, missing. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Grant Kanapke. Inside to Blaine
nice
Toby.
Job.
He scores. Give Peyton Judy the assist. Blaine Toby lays it in to tie the game at 15-15.
Blaine's got four, I believe, on the night. Did a good job of running. There we go. Back cut. Good job by Blaine getting his hands on it.
Ball's tipped out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. St. Mary's will have it. Check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Here's a foul called on St. Wilkers. Mary's on the rebound attempt. Austin Wilker, 6'2 senior. They've got some pretty decent height as well.
They got 6'3, 6'4. The Wilker kid plays a lot bigger than what he actually is from what I'm seeing here.
Tie game, 15-15 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Blaine Toby on the left side it goes. Derek Judy to Toby, back to Judy. Derek Judy with the ball. Peyton Judy wants it. It's knocked out of bounds by Jacobs.
Yeah, it was there earlier, and then he just kind of held it a little too long. So
coming back in for the Rough Riders is Ethan Milkey. And going to the bench is, I think it was Austin Wilker. Here we go with the inbounds play. Judy comes in to Peyton Judy. Back out top to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke open from three.
He makes it. So first shot for Grant, and he makes the three.
Grant Kanapke hits his first varsity shot, and there is a foul on
Blaine.
Recovery.
That's going to be his second, so Blaine Toby has three, Ryan Braun three, and Cade Wendell. So should be one and one. And
going to the line here for St. Mary's will be Braden Dunlap. St. Mary's Memorial High School.
So Ryan Braun's going to come back in the game.
Just needs to play a little conservative. He doesn't want to pick up that third
foul.
Yeah,
we definitely can't afford it. And he's bringing Cade Wendell back in here. So Cade's going to replace Derek Judy. So Coach Bayshore rolling the dice a little bit here.
At the free throw line is Braden Dunlap. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. The free throw was way off the beam, and Fort Recovery got the rebound.
So
Trevor Vaughn, I think, picked it up and over to Cade Wendell. Cade, free throw line, passes to Ryan Braun, right side shots, no good. Can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Jacobs for St. Mary's.
Good luck for Ryan.
Drew Jacobs will bring it down across the timeline. He'll feed on the left to Braden Dunlap. Back out top to Jacobs it goes again. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Cade skirts around the screen. Now it's passed over on the right wing. Max Milkey. Milkey goes back outside to Colin Clements. Right side again to Milkey. Max Milkey. Dribbling the basketball, goes to the free throw line, stops, turns, shovels the pass up, or the shot up, no good.
Good job by Grant.
Grant Kadapke with the rebound. Good block out there and got the rebound. On the left to Petey Judy. Petey will drive to the hole. He'll stop. He's stripped away from him before he could get the shot off. And they say it's off of Fort Recovery. 18-15. Hey, if you need service for your farm equipment or lawn and garden equipment, the place to go is K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Well, so, Braun goes out.
A lot of new faces here. You got Derek Judy, Blaine Toby, Grant Kanapke, Clayton Pearson, and Cade Wendell.
Out front with the basketball is Ethan Milkey. They got two Milkey boys. And here's the ball stolen by Blaine Toby. He comes down and puts it up and missed it. He's fouled on the shot.
So nice job by Blaine getting the steal. And he's going to go to the foul line. He's 0 for 1 for the night.
Yeah, for a big guy, he showed some pretty good quickness there.
Yeah, he's done a nice job. Blaine's really, really improved over the years. I give him a lot of credit sticking with it.
Blaine at the free throw line. He'll fire and miss. A little bit too long on that one. Off the back of the rim and out of there. Again, welcome to the broadcast. Whether you're listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com or on WPGW Radio, glad to have you with us tonight. Opening game of the year for the Fort Recovery Indians. Blaine Toby bounces the ball again. He'll put it up, and it's no good this time. He's closer, up, but in and out.
Yeah, he's 0 for 3 for the night. 2:55 to go here at the Portside Fieldhouse.
No more minutes that he's played. He could have had 7 points.
I know.
Right side, he's got 4 points now, talking about Toby, Blaine Toby. On the left, St. Mary's driving, firing, missing, and rebound comes to St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Fouls on Fort Recovery as grabbing the board there for the Rough Riders was the St. Mary's Max Milkey. They spell their name M-I-E-L-K-E, and it's pronounced Milkey. And he is fouled, and he'll be at the line. He puts it up and missed it.
No good.
Milkey did a good job of wrestling that ball away
from several
of our kids.
There was three Indians right there around the basketball, too, on the back side, and looks like they had position. So
this one's up and good. And on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard, it reads 18-16. Indians are on top by two. 2:36 to go in the second quarter.
Bo Koenig and number 5, Drew Jacobs, return.
So the Indians bring it up. Half-court defense for St. Mary's. Peyton Judy on the right side to Grant Kanapke. Grant will go to the baseline. He doesn't have the opening. Feeds back outside to Toby. Back on the left, there's Petey. Peyton Judy dribbles the ball. Top of the key. Feeds underneath to Trevor Vaughn. And it's up and no good, and he's fouled. He'll be at the line. Two shots.
Nice find by Peyton. Trevor needs to just slow down a little bit. I know he's pretty nervous tonight, Rob. First action. Actually meaningful minutes. So
this is his first start ever?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty big day for him. He got accepted to Ball State today, and he got his first start. And
yeah, good.
Missed that free throw there.
What's he going to study at Ball State?
He's talking about zoology.
Okay.
Because he's going to be a zookeeper. Oh, no.
We're glad to have him in Indiana. It's up and
dang,
no good.
Indians free throws here. At least missed 5 of them here.
Missed them both there. Bringing the ball down is Drew Jacobs. He'll feed off over here to Colin Clements. On the right wing to Milkey. Back out top it goes. There's Austin Wilker again. To Clements. Back on the right side. Jacobs will feed off top of the key. Back on the left it goes. Here's the drive by Max Milkey. No good. Rebound St. Mary's. 3-point open shot. No good.
Long rebound.
Rebound Trevor Vaughn. Trevor feeds it out here to Peyton Judy. Boy, wide open was Austin Wilker. He couldn't get it to go down. Here's a drive by Peyton Judy.
A little out of control.
Rebound Trevor. Back to Judy. And a foul is going to be called on St. Mary's. And it will be free throws here for Trevor Vaughn.
I think it's still common yet.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
I think it was his fifth. After looking at those last two, good thing it's not.
At the free throw, or at the baseline, throwing it in here will be Derek Judy. Only a freshman in the Grant Kanapke. Grant dribbling the ball. Out top with it. Back to his left. He'll feed back out to Trevor Vaughn. Trevor tries to find Blaine Toby inside, and the ball goes.
Oh my goodness. They're gonna call a foul. And that's going to be Blaine's third.
Oh, brother.
Wow. Not sure about that one.
That's a tough break there.
I agree.
Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Toby goes to the bench. Also going to the bench for Fort Recovery's Clayton Pearson. Got Ryan Braun back in there. Free throws up and no good by Jacobs. It's 18-16. He got one of two.
Oh, good move by the freshman. And he gets.
They're going to count it. Going to count it, and it's a foul on St. Mary's. How about that? What a drive by Derek Judy.
That was a great move by Derek. He is left-handed, and he just kind of froze him right there and got to the rack. So great job by the freshman. First career varsity point, so well done.
Brian Braun will leave now, and coming back in is Clayton Pearson.
And we're also going to have Owen Shane. He's a 6-foot sophomore coming into the ballgame.
And Cade Wendell will take the
ball. So we got a bunch of guys right now that have zero varsity experience out here right now. One played eighth grade last year, and one didn't even play in the JV team. So
Derek Judy hits the free throw. It's 21-16, 5-point lead for the Indians. 1 minute to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Jacobs with the ball for St. Mary's. He'll feed over on the left to Max Milkey. Back to Jacobs. Back outside it goes to Colin Clements. Back on the left wing, there's Austin Wilker. Guarded by Derek Judy. Back out top. Here's a drive, and it's stripped away, but picked up by St. Mary's and missed, and now a foul's called on Fort Recovery.
I think that shot might have been partially blocked there by Trevor Vaughn. I'm not sure, but Clayton Pearson's going to get called for the foul, and we're going to have Peyton Judy and Ryan Braun come back into the game. I'm assuming Indians will go for one as Dunlap goes the line to shoot two.
34 seconds remaining here. Free throw's no good by Braden Dunlap. So far, he has 2 points on the night. And Owen Shane will leave the game. Who came back in there?
Ryan Braun and Peyton Judy came back into the game. Next free throw's up and good. So
1 of 2 to make it 21-17. Well, recovery leads by four.
And Bo Koenig's going to come back into the lineup as well. So
see the Boomer Compact Tractors from New Holland, available at Fort Recovery's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. New Holland, a great brand at K&L. There's Peyton Judy firing.
Good. Good job.
Petey didn't wait to the last shot. He took the shot with about 18 seconds to go. It's
24-17. Oh, that's a foul right there on Koenig. So could be a huge possession here for the Indians.
Moving screen, is that what it was?
He just shoved him right out of the way.
Okay.
I mean, I think he was trying to set a screen. So now Indians, I imagine, will go for the last shot with 10.4 to go. So nice set by the Indians last time. A little double screen for Peyton Judy. So Grant Kanapke brings it across the timeline with 5, 4, 3.
Loose ball to St. Mary's, picked it up.
And that's not going to sit well with Coach Bayshore there to finish the half on a turnover. But needless to say, our Indians are in the lead by 7, 24-17.
For recovery, St. Mary's battling away here. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, a reminder, for outstanding service of your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll return in a moment here at the Fort Side Fieldhouse. We'll get your brief observations?
My brief observations?
I think we're sitting pretty good, Rob, considering the fact that we got three guys with two fouls or more, and two of those are your seniors that had the experience. So, considering the fact, I think we're sitting pretty good, up seven right now, and thought the boys did a nice job battling when it got close there and they didn't crumble. So, thought a pretty good half, actually.
Excellent effort. Excellent effort. We'll be back in a moment after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from classic chocolate, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages, so shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Enjoy an ice-cold refreshment and a complimentary gift wrapping for your perfect present for her. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
At Second National Bank, we make lending decisions locally, and we make them every day. We respond quickly with clear answers so you can make the best plan or choice for your business. No matter the size of your business or loan, count on Second National for consistency, capability, and expertise with a customized loan to fit your business. Reliable, responsive lenders, experienced advisors, it's who we are. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rob Weaver here, back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, along with Jeff Vaughn. Yeah, you had a nice win last night with the girls.
Yeah, we did. We got two wins up at Crestview. The JV team won by 10, and the varsity girls started out real slow, but well, I shouldn't say slow. It was a 20-18 quarter. We got down two after one, and we ended up coming back and winning by 13. So Grace Tim just was absolutely phenomenal shooting the basketball last night. She was 7 of 8 from three-point range.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, she was. I asked her after the game, I said, how big was that rim, the size of the Atlantic Ocean or the Indian? So.
Yeah, that was a great job, 23 points for Grace 10 in the game last night.
Yeah, and I think Carly might have had 11. It's just a good team effort. You know, we have a lot of new faces as well, so good win on the road. Anytime you win at the road, and Crestview's a quality team, so we get back at it again tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon against Wapakoneta here, who traditionally has been really good.
Well, let's move over for the stats. I think Jeff has those for us, so take a look at them.
All righty, here, bear with me. I'm not the greatest on technology here. So for the Indians, I know they were led in scoring by Ryan Braun. He had 8 points, then followed up by off the bench, Peyton Judy had six, Blaine Toby four, Grant Konapke three, Derek Judy three. Indians didn't shoot particular well from the foul line. They were 1 of 6, so that's not a great stat, but some nerves had something to do with that. As far as 2-point, Indians were 10 of 21 for 47.6%, and from 3-point range, they were 3 of 7. Also, for the Indians, rebounding wise, they out rebounded St. Mary's 15 to 12. They're led in rebounding by Trevor Vaughn. He had 5, and Grant Konapke had 4. So they out rebounded St. Mary's by 3. For St. Mary's, they are led in scoring by, let's see here, it'd be number
3. Austin Wilker, he has 5. Drew Jacobs has 4. And two guys, Clement and Dunlap, both have 3 apiece. So St. Mary's from the floor shot 5 of 16. They shot 31%, and they were 1 of 6 from 3. And they actually kept her close because they were 6 of 11 from the foul line. So, you know, Indians got to move their feet a little bit better. But overall, I thought for a new group of kids and a new coaching staff, I think we should, you know, be pretty happy right now. I thought the level played, and they played hard. So, you know, as a fan, you got to be happy about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we got to congratulate Mensur. They won the state championship today in high school football in Division 7.
Yeah.
Could have been us if we'd have been in Division 7.
Yeah, no doubt.
32-7 was the score.
Yeah, they got down to start the game, and after that just dominated it from what I saw. Just unbelievable. I think that was, what, the 134th state championship by a MAC team. That is unbelievable. And, you know, this year, New Bremen girls volleyball team won state, their first state championship ever. So one thing that's phenomenal, Rob, is every school in the league has won a state championship in some sport. That's incredible, I think, if you look at it.
Oh, it just shows the strength of the MAC conference and what a strong league it is. I think we're going to have another state championship tomorrow morning. We'll be broadcasting that game, Marion Local.
Oh, you will be.
Absolutely. Now, I'm not going over there.
Okay.
We're going to pick up the state feed on that.
Okay.
And Fort Recovery Radio is also going to have the state feed on as well. So good luck to the Flyers tomorrow. It's a 10 o'clock start time. The pregame starts at 9:30 on our radio station, WPGW AM and FM. And I think probably the same thing for Neil on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Yeah, like I said, if I'm a bet man, I'd take Marion and that. They're just very fundamentally sound, and each year they just execute so well. So I know Kirkland beat them a couple years ago. But I think Marion's really going to want some revenge in that game.
Both those teams are undefeated, so it'll be a dandy game. And again, we'll have it on the radio. Our major sponsor is Homestead Quality Livestock Betting of Portland. Proud to support agriculture in the Mercer County area. That's Homestead Quality Livestock Betting. They'll be bringing you the Marion Local State Championship game tomorrow morning. We'll be back in a moment here at the Portside Fieldhouse with the second half. It's the Indians leading St. Mary's 24-17. We'll return in just a moment.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Ho, ho, ho. All those who want Cooper Smoked Turkey for Christmas this year, say aye.
Aye.
Ho, ho, ho. You're making it easy on Santa this year. Ho, ho, ho.
Gobble.
Yes, you get on the sleigh. Watch out for Rudolph there.
Gobble.
You too, get on there.
There you have it, folks. Turkey is an excellent choice for Christmas dinner this year. Eat more turkey. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119, reminds you that this is a great time for planting. Nature's Green has all trees on sale right now. You know, the gift of a tree is a gift that will grow for a lifetime. So consider giving a tree here at Christmas. Nature's Green Nursery also has gift certificates for Christmas gift giving. And a reminder that now's a good time to schedule your landscaping work for the coming spring. Nature's Green Nursery, east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
We will not have the game on the radio tomorrow night, but you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Will you be doing that?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing the game tomorrow night at Granville. So Indians start out with their starters, Wendell, Konecki, Braun, Judy, Derek Judy, that is, and Trevor Vaughn.
Underway here in the third quarter. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. The farmer's friends are at Cooper Farms. Cade Wendell out front with it. He'll dribble the basketball, stops, goes to the right, feeds off over here. Ryan Braun, who had a great first half. Derek Judy with it on the right. Derek comes in, he scoops it up and missed the shot. Rebound comes to St. Mary's as it was Ethan Milkey who came down with the board.
Not a bad job there by Derek getting into the paint. Floated a little bit on it.
You know anything about Coach Simzak here, that's head coach of St. Mary's?
No, I don't. I know he's been there about 2 years, maybe 3 years.
Nice drive inside. It's up and in by Drew Jacobs.
I know he replaced a legend in Hagemeyer, so.
That's for sure. There's a shot inside by Ryan Braun. He missed it.
All right.
I thought Dan would have a better record there.
Well, I think.
It just never happened for him.
No, he didn't. He had some kids, but he just didn't have the hard-working players like he had in New Knoxville and Fort Laramie. And so there's Grant Konecki up and in, and makes it a 26-19 ball game. Indians.
Way to go, Grant. 7-point lead for Fort Recovery. Jacobs on the left. He'll feed over in the corner to Ethan Milkey. Back out top to Jacobs. Over it goes to Colin Clements. On the left.
Turnover.
Intercepted by Derek Judy. Over here to Ryan Braun on the right. He'll feed back outside to Grant Konecki. Out to Derek Judy out front. Only a freshman is Derek Judy.
He's starting to settle in a little bit here, Rob, actually.
He'll drive to the baseline, comes back out. Of course, he was a member of that undefeated eighth grade team from last year.
Nice spin move.
No good by Grant Konecki. Rebound comes to St. Mary's.
So Coach Bayshore, I thought, acted like he maybe thought Cade Wendell got fouled on the rebound there.
Over on the left it goes to Drew Jacobs as St. Mary's has the ball now. Still leading by 7, Fort Recovery. And the shot is good.
Yeah, got a friendly roll there.
Got a 15-footer for Drew Jacobs.
Back to a 5-point ball game.
He has 8 points to lead his team. 26-21 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Don't forget to enjoy Cooper Farms turkey for your Christmas dinners coming up. Shot's no good by Fort Recovery. Rebound comes down to St. Mary's. Is that Braun that missed it?
And that was actually Grant Konecki.
Jacobs on the left. It goes to Ethan Milkey. Back out top to Clements. Over on the right, there's Wilker, Austin Wilker. Back on the left, it goes to Drew Jacobs. Jacobs free throw line. He'll stop. He'll feed back on the left to Clements. Colin Clements dribbling the basketball. Now a cross-court pass goes over on the right. Back in the corner to Wilker. Wilker passes back cross-court. Here's a drive and a wild shot. No good. Rebound, Grant Konecki.
Indians get lucky there.
Braden Dunlap had a wild shot on that one. Cade Wendell down the lane. There's a foul on St. Mary's reaching in. Going to call that on Drew Jacobs.
Peyton Judy's going to come in here. He's going to replace Derek Judy.
We do remind you that your friends at Cooper Farms would love to be your grain marketing partner. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call.
Whoa. Great catch by Grant Konecki on that one.
Here's Trevor Vaughn, left side baseline.
Good. Nice shot by Trevor. Nice find by Ryan Braun there. So
right around a 15-footer there from the left baseline to make it 28-21.
Cade Wendell D'ing it up here, and he just causes a turnover. So not a fan of the man bun, but he definitely dominated right there on that possession.
That was Trevor's first basket, by the way, a moment ago.
Yeah, he has 2 and I think 5 boards right now. So
great. Indians led by Ryan Braun with 8, but he hasn't scored here in the second half. There's Peyton Judy on a 3.
In and out. Good rebound by Cade Wendell.
Way to chase it down.
Tell you what, Cade just, he's got a motor on him. Not the most skilled kid. He just plays so hard. Nice move there.
And he lays it up and in.
As I said that, look at that. A little up and under step through move by Cade. So, little momentum right here by the Indians. Up 9:30-21.
Indians lead 30-21. St. Mary's decides to call timeout. So we'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And you can buy that delicious Cooper Farms turkey there at Wayne Street Market. Appreciate Wayne Street Market supporting our Fort Recovery sports broadcast. Tomorrow night I'll be in Fort Wayne, and you'll be in Greenville.
Yeah, I will. What are you going to be doing in Fort Wayne?
The Patriots are playing Fort Wayne Southside tomorrow.
Okay, boys or girls?
Boys, yeah.
I think the girls had a tough loss last night, up 15, and couldn't hold on.
Nope.
I watched
24 points in the first quarter and 15 for the rest of the game.
Wow. I watched them play Winchester a couple, I think it was last Saturday or the Saturday before.
Yeah, that's a pretty good game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
St. Mary's with the ball as we resume play here. They're trailing by 9, 30-21. Biggest lead for the Indians.
Good block by Trevor Vaughn.
Trevor Braun blocks.
And gets
Trevor
the rebound.
Vaughn blocks the shot by Drew Jacobs.
What was that? I think Petey just double dribbled and no call.
Back out to Grant Konapke. Here's Ryan Braun with the ball. Ryan will pass over on the right side. There's Grant Konapke missing. Might have been
that's
partially.
It.
Trevor Vaughn.
Offensive rebound and putback. So the big guy getting a little emotional here. I'm glad to see that. Been waiting for that for a while, Rob.
Traveling on Drew Jacobs.
I'm just going to be a little selfish here, Rob. I mean, as a parent, I'm pretty proud of what Trevor actually done. And many that know his history, he never even got off the bench in junior high, and most kids don't last that long. So I really give him credit for that.
Hung in there, and he's playing here as a major player for the team.
There you go. Turnover.
Inside pass to Trevor Vaughn, slips through his hands, and here's St. Mary's with it at the other end. Then Wilker puts it up and in. Austin Wilker scoring.
Right there, the Indians just got beat back. Out-hustled on by St. Mary's there.
32-23 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Peyton Judy with the ball on the left. Peyton dribbling. He goes baseline.
Got fouled.
And he did. Shot the ball up there, and he'll be at the free throw line with two shots.
I'm not sure Petey's feeling that great, though, Rob. If you watch his demeanor after that, I think that hip is bothering him a little bit more than he's leading on right now. I know he has not practiced for about a week right now. He practiced last night for the first time since the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Free throws off the back of the rim, no good. They get a $1,000 sign-on bonus for Class A CDL drivers for third shift live hauls at Cooper Farms. Check it out at cooperfarms.com/join our team.
Man, right now the Indians are just struggling from the foul line. I think that is seven straight misses for the Indians going back to the first half.
Petey missed them both. 32-23, St. Mary's with the ball. And almost losing it was Ethan Milkey.
Good ball pressure by Derek Jeudy. Ah, nice job by Ryan Braun, hedging the ball screen.
Knocked it out of bounds.
Tell you what, though, you watch Derek Jeudy, he doesn't look like a freshman build-wise, and he's settling in since the first half.
Here comes the inbounds pass from Ethan.
That's a five. Real close.
Got it in there to Austin Wilker. Clements, and there should travel. It's not called, and the shot's up and good by Ethan Milkey.
And Coach Bayshore's right there with you, Rob. He said that is a travel, and I have to agree with him.
But the basket counts. It's 32-25, back to a seven-point game. Fort Recovery with the lead, a minute 45 to go here in the third quarter.
Here's a left side shot by Grant Kanapke.
Didn't like it. I didn't like it, but it went in.
Grant Kanapke. Nice 17-footer on the left. Here's a nice pass to Wilker, and he puts it in. Austin Wilker scores, give the assist to Ethan Milkey.
Did I miss something? Did Cade Wendell pick up his third or not? I noticed Cade's out right now, but
I did not check. I did not see that. Can't confirm.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Ryan Braun on the left to Petey. Payton will pass off down in the corner. There's Derek Judy, the freshman. He's fouled as Derek tries to drive to the hole, and sticking his knee out was Ethan Milkey, and he gets called for the foul.
Yeah, and I know, you know, St. Mary's coach felt like he traveled, and I know Coach Bayshore was ready to call a timeout because he thought he was going to lose it out of bounds. So
Derek Judy will toss it in to Payton Judy. Payton will drive in the lane, scoops it up, and missed it.
Man.
Oh. Rebound is being fought
and that's
for.
And a foul on Payton.
On Payton Judy.
Oh, my goodness. They called it on St. Mary's.
No, they did.
Scott Steinbrenner with a call there. He calls it on St. Mary's. So we'll take it.
Going to call that one on Bo Kenning, who was in the game. And he will go out. It's his third foul on Kenning. Into Trevor Vaughn. Ball's knocked away by St. Mary's. And a nice job. It went off of Petey. Great job there by Max Milkey to cause the turnover. Ryan Braun will leave. And Clayton Pearson comes back in. I thought we'd see the Spitz kid a little bit.
He actually hasn't practiced all year. He has mono.
Okay.
And actually, believe he might have had it when we had our playoff game. He has not been. Last week's the first week he's been back to school since the football playoffs.
That's
so
the reason.
He's lost 18 pounds. He actually looks like a freshman now.
Wow.
So he's not even dressed tonight. So
tough luck.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's unfortunate for him because he's a heck of a player, and he definitely would help us defensively. Air ball, and we give up offensive rebound.
St. Mary's chased it down.
And we just get a steal. Pick it up, Petey.
Up. Payton Judy almost had it, but St. Mary's got it back. Shots up and no good, and the foul's going to be called on Derek Judy. 34-27. We're down to 33 seconds to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard, and the Indians,
they had a chance kind of to, what we have? We were up, what, 13 maybe or not?
I don't know what the largest was. It's around double figures. Free throw's no good there by St. Mary's Ethan Milkey. He'll have another one. Again, welcome to you, whether you're listening on the radio at 100.9 FM, 1440 AM, or 105.3 FM, or on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight.
Oh, no good. That's rebound, no good. Cade.
Because you see photos of that 25,000 people at Ansonia.
Yeah, I've been going for every week for about the last 9 weeks, and last night I couldn't make it, but it is unbelievable.
Payton Judy right side is up and good. Nice shot by Payton Judy, a 10-footer on the right. 36-27, lead is back to 9. Ball's loose. Drew Jacobs in trouble.
10.
Gets it up. Over on the right to Ethan Milkey. In the corner to Austin Wilker. He puts it up and in and out. No good at the horn. A close one by Wilker, but it wouldn't go down.
Nice quarter by the Indians. I mean, they battled, and they got some offensive boards, and we got a 8-point lead right now going into the fourth.
And to answer your question, Kay Wendell only has 2.
Okay, I just wondered because I noticed he was out of the game, and I didn't know if he picked one up. But, yeah, that was unbelievable, that whistle stopped.
Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Stay tuned, fans. The fourth and final quarter coming up here in a moment on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. We'll have that for you right after we pause for this commercial break.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
So the Indians start out with Vaughn Braun, Derek Jeudy, and Ryan Braun, and Cade Wendell, and Peyton Jeudy. And the Rough Riders start out with a turnover. So
Indians will bring it up. Cade Wendell with it. He'll feed it back to Peyton Jeudy. Petey will cross the timeline. Peyton had a bunch of injury last year, didn't he? That year before.
I don't remember. He got fouled. I don't like the shot, but he did get fouled.
Wasn't it last year that he had the foot problem? Or was that the year before?
You know, I don't remember, Rob. He might have.
Had a broken foot. Played with a broken foot.
Was that last year or this freshman year? I do not remember.
I don't know.
I'm getting too old.
Yeah.
You can't remember stuff.
Peyton puts it up and in. You're getting too old.
I grew this beard, and I was at a scrimmage, and some guy asked me if Toby Metzger's son was my grandson. I'm like, oh, I better get this beard off.
Free throw is good again.
So Peyton makes both of them.
Way to go, Peyton.
He's got 10 to lead the Indians. You know, Ryan Braun's got 8, and that was in the first probably 4 minutes of the game. So other guys pretty well balanced right now.
I think all his points were in that first
quarter. They were. There's Cade Wendell with the ball pressure. Run the floor.
Nice to steal for Cade. He brings it down, puts it up no good. He protected the ball, and he's fouled from behind by Drew Jacobs.
St. Mary's coach is very frustrated with his point guard right now. But I'll tell you, Cade is just, you look at Cade, he put a lot of weight on. He got so strong, and I know he just done that for baseball so he could get his velocity up there. And congrats to him getting a D2 baseball scholarship.
Where's he going to go?
He is going to Lake Erie, which is in the Gleak.
Yeah, I saw that. I should say I heard that on the radio.
Yeah, and good for him. I mean, he's invested so much time in that, him and his dad, and I'm glad that, it's worked out for him.
First free throw is good. Second one is no good.
That's Cade's first points of the night. Nope, his third point.
39-27. We lead by 12 now, which is close to our top lead if it's not.
Yeah, I was thinking it might be. Three-pointer up, no good. Offensive rebound, Dunlop.
Very nice by Braden Dunlop.
In travel.
Oh, he did, and there's a foul.
Oh, my goodness.
On, Derek Jeudy.
Did you think that was a foul?
I thought it was a foul. I thought it was a travel before the foul.
I agree. Max Milkey, the sophomore. That's his third point, and Derek Judy's going to come out of the ballgame, and Peyton Jeudy will replace him. So Indians with a 10-point advantage right now.
39-29, free throws up and good.
Megan 9. St. Mary's looking to press here.
Ryan Braun into Cade Wendell. It is a full-court press for the Rough Riders. Cade Wendell will bring it across the timeline, leading St. Mary's 39-30. Cade needs some help. It's over to Peyton Jeudy. Jeudy will dribble the ball down the sideline.
He is fouled. Oh, my goodness.
Traveling on Peyton Jeudy.
Wow.
Careful there, Peyton.
Yeah, I agree.
He just put the ball down on the floor instead of giving it to the official because he was so frustrated there.
Yeah, that's one of them right there where you just put the ball down and move on, and Indians get it back. Turnover.
They say it's off St. Mary's leg. St. Mary's doesn't agree with it, but, hey, we'll take it.
So Blaine Toby's going to come in and replace Trevor Vaughn.
Fourth.
And we got timeout, 30-second by Coach Bayshore here.
Fourth quarter brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For quality building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home ID team can bring high-quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home ID service can be a safe and a cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. Call Kalp Pharmacy and Fort Recovery at 800-686-2344. Caring for you and about you.
6.5 minutes to go in this game, and the Indians lead by 9, 39-30. Bob Weaver here with Jeff Vaughn, and Lindsey Green's our studio producer tonight. There's a long pass to
And it's off Grant Konecki.
Give Austin Wilker credit for that. He tipped the ball, and then it came down off Grant Konecki's leg and out of bounds.
This right here is what, talking with Coach Bayshore, was his concern with being pressed and teams doing this to us, because our ball handling is not real strong.
Austin Wilker with the ball, and he almost traveled, but he apparently didn't lift his foot. On the left, it goes to Ethan Milkey.
Get out.
Right side corner, shots up, no good, and is a foul called
on Ryan Braun.
Wow. And missing that shot from the corner there a moment ago for St. Mary's was Max Milkey.
Not sure about that foul, but needless to say, Ryan's got three fouls. Corner, get out.
Shot from the left side by Ethan Milkey. Three-pointers, good. Three-pointer good by Ethan Milkey to make it 39-33. Full court press here for St. Mary's.
Finish it.
Indians break it. Grant Konecki takes it down, puts it up and in.
That's one way to break the press there. Now it's an 8-point ball game.
41-33. Indians leading here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. St. Mary's with the ball. Rough Riders of St. Mary's. Here's
another
shot on the side. No good.
Rebound Cade. And he got fouled. Tell you what, that last inbounds play for St. Mary's, as a coach, I'm sitting here and I'm watching him like I know exactly what's going to happen. Everybody runs it. Grant couldn't get out on the shooter. So right now we got 5:37 to go, and the Indians out with a holding on to an 8-point lead here. Cade Wendell's going to shoot 1-1.
Fort Recovery Lumber, your dealer for Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors. The most trusted name in windows, Anderson, and available from the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Here's a shot by Cade Wendell. It's good.
Nice job, Cade. That's what he needs to do in his role here at late in games, make free throws. So
4 points now for Cade. He'll have one more. Mr. Hustle, he puts it up and got it again.
He does. I'll give him that. He just goes hard all the time, and that's what makes him pretty special at times.
Down comes St. Mary's with the basketball. Ethan Milkey, he'll pass off to Clements. Clements drives and scores and is fouled by Trevor Vaughn. So Colin Clements scores to make it 43-35.
Right there, Trevor's just got to sit down and move his feet. He gave him a little too much room, and Coach Bayshore saying move him. That makes it an 8-point game, 5:25 to go.
That is the first foul on Trevor Vaughn. Free throw's up and good by Clements. And he cuts the lead to 43-37, 36. 7-point game.
The Indians need to respond here. Take some time and patience, Peyton.
Peyton will pass on the right side. There's Grant Konecki.
Wow. You know, I like that shot for Grant because he's stepping right into it and he wasn't rushing it. So nice hit by Grant.
Nobody was covering him. Grant Konecki on a three to make it 46-36.
Grant has 12 to lead the Indians right now. So pretty decent balance for the Indians.
And Grant is only a sophomore.
And he's playing well here late. He's had some times where he didn't play. Ryan.
Here's a shot inside, up and good on the layup. It's breaking loose in there was Braden Dunlap. Here's Grant Konecki on the right.
Out.
Yep, he brings it back out to Cade Wendell.
Good decision there.
Cade on the left drives in.
Nice.
Off to Grant Konecki. Puts it up no good, and a foul's on St. Mary's. It'll be two shots.
Nice
for
job.
Konecki.
Good find by Cade. Right there, I'd just like to see Grant take that straight up instead of switching hands in the air. But needless to say, he's going to foul line to shoot two.
Grant Konecki at the line.
Indians just need to talk defensively. They got backdoored that last time there pretty bad by the Rough Riders. So
free throw's good. 13 now for Grant Kanapke. He leads the Indians in scoring. They'll have one more. Peyton Judy has 10 to be second, and then Ryan Braun with 8.
Yeah, that, like I said, those were early.
Yep. Both free throws are good. 14 points now for Grant Kanapke. St. Mary's with the basketball. On the left side is Drew Jacobs. Back out top of the key to Clements. Over on the right, there's Max Milkey. Back out top it goes.
Back side.
Wilker will drive, and he's fouled before the shot. Austin Wilker fouled before the shot.
Right now, the Indians just got to do a better job of keeping guys in front of them on the bounce right now.
Number 3 on Cade Wendell there was the call.
They called that on Cade?
I think that's what they said on the
video. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a block.
By Cade Wendell.
Wow.
Foul now on St. Mary's on Max Milkey.
That was a heck of a block right there by Cade.
Cade Wendell, terrific block.
Wow.
He'll be at the line with a 1-1.
I'm still mystified they called that last foul on Cade down there. He wasn't guarding. It was Grant Kanapke guarding him, but you're right. Cade does have 3.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they nailed him.
What a block.
Anderson, the most trusted manufacturer of energy-efficient windows and doors. You can buy them at Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, as Cade Wendell hits the free throw.
Cade's having himself a very nice second half here. He's got 6 points all in this half.
It's up and no good this time. 15 points now for, or I should say 6 points for Cade Wendell. Austin Wilker out top. Over on the left it goes to Drew Jacobs. Top of the key to Clements. Clements goes right side. There's Ethan Milkey. He'll pass off to Dunlap, and inside it goes to Wilker, and he missed the shot.
Rebound by Trevor Vaughn. He did a nice job to slide over and just put his hands up and make himself even bigger, and I think it interfered a little bit with Wilker's layup.
He was pretty open. He couldn't get it to go down. Here's Petey with the ball. He'll pass over to Grant Kanapke, and he lost the ball trying to drive in, and they're going to give it to St. Mary's.
A little too much right there for the Indians.
3:24 remaining. Fort Recovery still a pretty comfortable lead here, 49-38. Indians had a little bit of a moment there when St. Mary's was pressing, but they've responded and now settled down here.
Indians, get out.
3-point shot is no good by Ethan Milkey.
Rebound box out there.
Dunlap. Dunlap fires and misses.
Good rebound by Peyton Judy.
Peyton Judy got
Oh my goodness! They call an offensive foul? Are you kidding me?
Going to call him for using his elbow.
I didn't see that one either, but
that was the call.
Wow, Petey needs to control his emotions right here now. Keep him in check. Good job by Coach Bayshore to get him out of the game and calm him down a little bit.
St. Mary's with the ball, right side, 2:56 remaining. Shots fired up by Ethan Milkey and good.
He's done a pretty nice job coming in here tonight.
It's a 9-point game now, 49-40, and St. Mary's calls timeout.
It'll be a 30.
It's time to get this message in. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer Compact Tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer Compact Tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer Compact Tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, the Indians are at Greenville tomorrow night, and you can hear the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Also, you guys got to have a game tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, we do. We have Wapakoneta Lady Redskins coming in here at noon tomorrow.
Ryan Braun
just got mugged.
And Fort Recovery calls timeout.
And Cade Wendell calls a timeout.
Timeout Indians, 2:48 remaining. Fort Recovery on top, 49-40. We'll return in just a moment.
The holiday season is a time for reflection, gratitude, and compassion. I'm Dan Smits, Vice President at Second National Bank, and I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your life and including us in the incredible things this community is doing. Our success is thanks to you and the trust you put in us as your bank. It is truly our honor to help you bank with confidence and ease. From all of us at Second National Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
Well, here's the situation. It's 49-40. Indians are on top by 9 with 2:48 left to go in the game in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter.
Indians got to be strong with the basketball here and continue to knock down free throws, which they've done here in this fourth quarter for the most part. So, .248 here. Indians got three timeouts. St. Mary's has three timeouts as well. Also, I'd like to mention on the St. Mary's bench there, one of our old players, Bobby Matrall, actually, the assistant coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah, second guy here.
Ah. Stolen by St. Mary's on the press. It's up and no good by Max Milkey.
Good hustle by Trevor Vaughn to collect it. And then we've
got to call a foul on Clements, reaching from behind to foul Ryan Braun.
Indians just need to slow down with that pressure and just remain calm. A nice hustle play there by Trevor, actually, to keep the possession for us.
Of course, what St. Mary's wants is for us to keep going like crazy.
Yeah, that's the whole object of the pressure, to make you play fast, and it definitely did it to the Indians. Ryan Braun, first free throw, in and out. He's still stuck on 8 points.
See Will Homan over there in the student section. He's not playing this year, and congratulations to him on what a terrific football career.
Yeah, and he got Player of the Year in Division 6, which was very, very deserving.
This free throw is good. We get off the 49.
Yeah, we were on that for quite a while, weren't we?
50-40, Indians lead by 10. St. Mary's with the ball, 2:25 to go.
Turnover.
Inside, yep. Pass was intended for Drew Jacobs, and he couldn't get it. And picked up by Grant Kanapke.
Oh, he just traveled.
Ooh, yes.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Good call by Scott Steinbrenner there. He definitely did travel.
Yep. Derek Judy.
Right there was a big possession for the Indians because they could have ran some clock there for sure and milked this thing away.
St. Mary's with the ball back, trailing by 10. And the Mill Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter. Here's Clements with it. On the left side it goes to Ethan Milkey. He'll go to Drew Jacobs in the corner. Guarded there by Derek Judy. Jacobs goes around in the lane, scoops it up, and missed it.
Good rebound by Ryan Braun.
He'll feed it out to Derek Judy. Judy across the timeline. Bobs the pass down on the left side to Grant Kanapke. Back out to Cade Wendell now. Wendell dribbles in. Still with the basketball. Down in the corner. Double team. Passes off to Trevor Vaughn. Back to Cade Wendell. Goes out to Ryan Braun. Back to Cade Wendell again.
And they're going to foul Cade, so.
I'm okay with that. Cade's had a pretty good night at the free throw line tonight.
Yeah, he has. I think he's 3 of 4, I believe, all in this fourth quarter, to be honest. Don't want to jinx him, but he's done a nice job.
Mike,
he's
going to
clunk it.
Yeah. Mike Bayshore, the new coach of the Fort Recovery Indians.
He's doing a really nice job. I mean, I like his demeanor. I think he's a player's coach. And so far what I've seen out of him, I'm really impressed. I knew him a little bit when he used to be up for sales in Greenville. Doing a good job.
Cade Wendell gets both free throws, 52-40. Right side it goes to Austin Wilker. Back out to Drew Jacobs. Drew will dribble the ball, passing on the left side. There's Clements firing a three and missed it.
No good, and that's going to be a foul on, oh my goodness, Grant Kanapke?
Yep, Grant Kanapke.
I thought Grant got shoved by number 4 Milkey there, to be honest. But Neil Spencer's over here shaking his head. But regardless, that's going to be his first foul, and Peyton Judy's going to come back in. And they're going to take Trevor out. Probably a good call. Get all your best free throw shooters in there.
Indians leading 52-40, a 12-point lead. Stay tuned. We'll have the stats after the game.
My son officially just played more minutes than he has in his whole career right there, I think.
Hey. And he did a nice job.
Yeah, he did. He did well coming in here. And that's going to make it a 11-point game.
Ethan Mielke hits the free throw. He'll have one more. This is up, and it is no good.
And that's going to be, well,
should be Fort Recovery's ball. Yes, it's off of Clements.
And we got timeout by Fort Recovery.
Timeout Indians. 1:16 remaining. Indians lead 52-41 over the St. Mary's Rough Riders. We'll be back in a moment.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Waver, Jeff Vaughn here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Lindsey Green's our studio producer for the radio, and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Indians pressed full court over to Cade Wendell, down underneath to Derek Judy, and he puts a shot up. It's blocked, and St. Mary's got it back. Derek thought he had the open shot, but not enough time.
Yeah, he did. He found out the game's a little quicker at this level than eighth grade right there. And now it comes down to a 9-point ball game right now.
Ethan Mielke hits about an 8-foot shot on the left side. That makes it a 9-point game, as you say, 52-43. Timeout, St. Mary's. We will be back.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
52-43, Indians being pressed full court here as they put the ball back in play. Peyton Judy with it. He got fouled. He'll be at the free throw line.
St. Mary's coach calling for an offensive foul. I think he felt like Peyton hooked him. He's arguing his case, and the official says no, he did not. Telling him to sit down.
Fort Recovery Lumber, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. You know, if you have a project in mind, the Fort Recovery Lumber folks can design that project for you and then provide you with the quality building materials to make that project a reality. Here's the free throw by Peyton Judy. It's off the back of the rim. No good.
Yeah, Petey kind of struggled from the foul line tonight. I think he's about one of four or five, maybe.
One more for Peyton Judy. Eyes the basket, lets it fly. It's no good again.
Yeah, rolled out again for him.
Rebound comes to Colin Clements of St. Mary's. Here's Drew Jacobs with the basketball. He'll go all the way to the hole, puts it up and in. Drew Jacobs.
They're going to foul Peyton again.
7-point game. And there is a jump ball called.
Going to be Indians ball. And actually, they gave him a timeout first.
Gave him a timeout first. 52-45, a 7-point game.
Which, that's huge right there, to be honest, Rob, because if not, it's a change of possession. Now we got our timeout. We still have the possession, but it's tied up again. So that's a pretty good deal for us right there.
Let's just say there was a lot of contact on that as well.
Yeah, there was, and I know they wanted to foul Peyton. He's, like I said, he struggled a few times from the line here, and I think that's who they wanted the ball in his hands to foul.
I think you're right.
If I'm the Indians right now, I'm finding a way to get the ball into Cade Wendell's hands right now.
Yeah, Cade's been
He's been solid here in this last fourth quarter, so I think I'd be drawing something to definitely get him the ball, so.
Cade had a nice football career as well.
Yeah, he did. He really, as he got older, really embraced his position as on the defensive end. And, you know, he also played quarterback for a while. Very versatile athlete. Had a nice career, as did Ryan Braun. So, brings it in to Peyton Judy. They're going to foul him. Nope.
Oh. Peyton passes off to Grant Kanapke. He goes back to Peyton Judy, and there's a foul called on St. Mary's on Clements.
Right there, the Indians pretty fortunate, to be honest, Rob. I mean, a couple passes there that we left our feet and we're kind of caught up in the air, and fortunately, they called a foul.
Actually, they called it. I thought they called it on Austin Wilford. But Clements was the one who was there. Oh, well, whatever.
Free throw's good by Grant Konapke. Way to go, Grant. That gives him a total of 15 points now to lead the team in scoring tonight. Played a very nice game. Here comes Blaine Toby in for Peyton Judy. seconds left. The Indians are on top here by 8, 53-45. One more for Grant Konapke, and he got it again.
Tell you what, Grant's had a really, really nice night. I'm happy for him. Like I said, last year was really up and down, and did a nice job tonight. Stayed really composed.
16 points for him now. St. Mary's with the ball. They need to shoot. Here's an outside shot, no good by Ethan Milkey. Right. Rebound Ryan Braun, and a foul on St. Mary's.
That definitely is going to do it. And then they're going to get the victory, and Coach Bayshore is going to get his first victory here as the Indians head coach.
Number one in the books. Again, stay tuned. We'll have the scores coming up after the game here. And if I don't know if we'll get a chance. If we do, we'll have Coach up after the game. Free throw is good by, or no good by Ryan Braun, I should say, off the front of the rim.
So Ryan, I believe, is 1 of 3 tonight from the foul line.
Has not scored in the second half.
Not a bucket. 2 free throws. And that makes it 10. So the Indians have 3 guys in 10 and 1 with 8.
55-45. On the left, shot by Wilkers. No good. Rebound comes down, being fought for. It's up and good, but no good by Clements. And they say it's no good at the end by Jacobs, and the score is over. The game is over. It's 55-45. Foot Recovery captures their first win of the year.
Yeah, good job by the Indians. You know, they played a lot of guys that did not have a whole lot of experience out there tonight, and it's good to see those young men step up and be good teammates and do what they needed to. So
they're working on getting you the stats, are they?
Yes, they are. He's getting me a picture right now as we speak. So
okay, well, we'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Let's maneuver over here to Jeff Vaughn as Jeff has the final stats.
Yeah, for the Indians tonight, they win 55-45. They were led in scoring tonight by Grant Konapke. The 6-foot sophomore had 16, followed by 10 by Ryan Braun, 10 by Peyton Judy, and then you had Cade Wendell with 8, Blaine Toby with 4, Trevor Vaughn with 4, Derek Judy with 3. And that did the scoring for the Indians tonight. Rebounding-wise, the Indians out-rebound St. Mary's on the night, 31-22. They were led in rebounding by Trevor Vaughn. He had 9 boards. Also on the night, Grant Konapke with 5. Ryan Braun, Peyton Judy, and Cade Wendell all had 4 apiece. So that was nice. For the game, the Indians shot a total of 50% from the floor, from 3-point range. They were 36%. Foul line wise for the Indians, they shot 53%, but in the second half, Rob, they were actually 14 of 22 for 63%. Made a lot of free throws in the fourth quarter that they needed to clinch this victory.
Yeah, absolutely.
For St. Mary's, they were led in scoring tonight by Ethan Milkey. He had 11, and Drew Jacobs had 10. For the game, they shot 39.5%, and beyond the arc, they were really awful at 14%. From the free throw line, they shot 52.9%. So, you know, on the night, the Indians are victorious. I thought, for the most part, Coach Bayshore has to be happy. Again, he had a lot of guys out there playing that don't have a whole lot of experience, and I thought they did a nice job coming through for their teammates.
Absolutely, and rattled a little bit by the full court pressure in the second half, but they settled down and came through in the end.
Yeah, they did, you know, and like I said, we talked earlier that could be a little bit of Achilles' heel for the Indians. It all comes down to relaxing and trusting yourself in that whole process. And, you know, we'll get there, I think. But, you know, early on in the year, that happens, especially when teams haven't had a whole lot of practices.
54-44 was the final in the junior varsity game. St. Mary's did win that one. Ryan Post had 19 points to lead Fort Recovery. 7 for Gavin Toby. Also 5 points for Riley Dilworth. 3 points apiece for Kobe Wendell, Brian Benn, and Ian Homan. 2 points each for Russell Gale and Owen Shane. So that was your junior varsity result. First game of the year, of course, 54-44. Ryan Post with 19. What's your take on Ryan?
Oh, Ryan Post, he had a nice game. As I'm watching it, I mean, I just had flashbacks because I played with his dad, and it reminded me a lot of Allen when he was younger. Thought he had a nice game. He shot the ball pretty well, and, you know, the JV's learning. I mean, there are a lot of young kids, and like I said, it's a huge step going from 8th grade basketball to even JV, but I thought Ryan did a really nice job tonight.
We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp with Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kopp Pharmacy Home ID team can bring high-quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home ID service can be a safe and a cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. Call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314. Caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Almost lost Jeff there. Mike Bayshore joins us. Hey, congratulations. Nice win here over St. Mary's pesky squad.
Thank you.
Well, give us your take on your first game here at Fort Recovery.
I tell you what, I told the kids in the locker room, when you only give up 45 in a night, you're going to be in every game. And for us to not really have a whole lot on them, the scouting that we had on them, the teams played zone against them, so we were just kind of learning on the fly with their offense. And for kids that aren't used to playing a lot of man, I thought we did a tremendous job tonight. They didn't get really maybe one backdoor. I thought we missed a few loose balls here and there. But like I said, when you give up 45, you got to be darn proud of that as a coach. And I also thought that everybody who got in, it did something at some point to contribute to us winning tonight. And that makes it even better.
And you used a lot of guys tonight, too.
Yeah, we were a little short with a couple people being out. You know, I can't say enough. You know, Derek Jeudy, as a freshman, I thought he played really good defense. He got a couple nice steals for us. And then, to be honest with you, the seniors at the, I mean, obviously Grant was on fire tonight from the outside. That's great for him and his confidence. But Cade, the stretch he went on there defensively, he had that huge block. And then when we were struggling from the line, I think he went up and made like 4 out of 5 at one point. And Ryan Braun and those guys stepped up as seniors. And, you know, we're not used to being in a situation towards the end of the game. You know, that's some things that we can take from this and build on and get better at those situations. But, my God, what an effort by everybody.
Boy, Ryan Braun, what a start to get you off flying. 8 points in the first quarter, we think.
Yeah, like I said, between him and then Grant and then Peyton, Jeudy made a couple threes for us. I mean, Grant made some big shots in the second half, too, when we really needed a bucket. When we were struggling, they made a nice little run on us. I think they cut it to 6 at one point. Then he came back down and hit a 3. We got the baskets when we needed to get the baskets. We didn't have too many tremendous turnovers. And like I said, I preach a lot of defense, and if we can play defense like that most nights, I'll take it. Like I said, there's some loose balls we didn't quite get to. You know, there's always going to be something, but I'm awful proud of them. I couldn't be happier right now.
Well, congratulations again on the win, 55-45 over St. Mary's. I thought they rattled you just a little bit with the press in the second half, but the kids settled down and handled it pretty well.
Yeah, you know, we went some different rotations in there defensively, so that put some kids in some different spots. And when you don't see a whole lot of that in your practices, it's you're throwing them out there to the wolves a little bit. We'll get better at that. You know, I expect a little bit of pressure tomorrow night at Greenville, so our walkthrough tomorrow, we'll work on that a little bit. You only get better at stuff like that once you start to see it more and more. I mean, that last minute, you know, that first 30 seconds of the last minute was a little shaky, but all in all, you know, we got it done, and that's all. That's at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
And one other thing was, could have had a little bit better free throw percentage, but hey, you know, that'll come.
Well, down the stretch, I mean, I think we're 1 for 7 or something at the half, and then in the second half, we started to make them when it counted down the stretch. Like I said, Cade was huge from the line there. I mean, we haven't been very good all summer and through the preseason at free throws, so we knew that's kind of a... And I don't know what it is. They're all good shooters in practice. I don't know if they just get the nerves on the go to the line or what, but I can't say enough. I'm proud of them. The effort was fantastic. Cade's defense, I mean, all night long, that kid, when he got 2 fouls in the first quarter, I was worried in my head because he sparks us defensively. And to be able to still be up 7 at the half when him and Bronny had to sit out most of the half, that just goes to, you know, what everybody else did. Blaine Toby had a nice first half. He scored a couple baskets inside, you know, and Clayton Pearson can come in and play some defense for us. And as a freshman, Derek Jeudy played really well, I thought, as a freshman. You didn't know he was a freshman, I didn't think, except for maybe 1 or 2 plays there.
No, I think you're going to be very happy with him. He's going to have a great year for you. And, again, Mike, comment a bit about Clay Smith. He's been ill lately, and hopefully he's back on the way back up.
He had mono. He just got cleared. He's been at school this week. He goes back to the doctor, I think, next Friday. So we're hoping that they start to release him to start doing conditioning. But we're going to be patient with him. You know, the last thing you want to do is come back too early from something like that, because then it's something that bothers you the rest of the year. I mean, he's dying to get back out on the floor. That's just the type of kid that he is. And we miss having him out there because he brings so much more. He's one of our better defenders. He's a good rebounder. He can knock down shots from the outside. So when he gets back, he's going to be another welcome addition to our team. He'll make our rotation a little bit deeper. So we just got to be patient with him, and hopefully we get him back before Christmas. But we have a week off after Christmas, and if we have to wait till then, you know, we only have one MAC game before Christmas, so we'll survive without him. Especially, I like the way other people stepped up, but we were shorthanded tonight.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Appreciate it.
Going back to that Green Wave crew.
Yeah, hopefully they're not too mean to me tomorrow night. But no, I had a lot of good memories there, but obviously I want to come out with it. I mean, so much more to come away with a W tomorrow, because these kids just work so hard. You know, we had a rough scrimmage last Friday, and to bear down and practice as hard as we did all week and come out and play that well tonight,
you know, I'm awful proud of him.
Okay, well, hey, congratulations, Coach. A nice win. First win in the books for you. Hopefully many more to come.
Yeah, hope so. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians win tonight 55-45 over St. Mary's. Once again, Grant Kanapke, the sophomore, led the Indians with 16 points tonight. And also, I think, 10 apiece for Peyton Judy and also 10 for Ryan Braun as well. Those were the leading scores for the Indians this evening. Thanks to our great sponsors who've been a part of the broadcast tonight. Thanks to Jeff Vaughn for joining us. Thanks to our studio producers, Lindsey Green with the radio, and also Neil Spencer with FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, a reminder, we will not be doing the game tomorrow on the radio, but the FortRecoveryRadio.com will have the broadcast with Jeff Vaughn tomorrow evening. So for our sponsors, for our studio producers, and for Jeff Vaughn, I'm Rob Weaver saying goodnight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Once again, that final score, it was the Fort Recovery Indians knocking off the St. Mary's Rough Riders by a final this evening of 55-45. Good night, everybody.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
WPGW AM and FM Portland.